you spent the whole year being behind, and you know, behind the two guys ahead of you, and now all of a sudden you, everybody's calling for you to get the ball, you be the guy. How's that been for you, kind of just hearing all the reactions?
I mean, well, it's a great feeling, you know, to, I guess, to, for people to want to see you out there, and obviously I've always wanted to be out there and play and be able to get the ball in my hand, so, you know, it feels good. I've always said it, as long as I'm ready to go when my number is called, and I need to continue to do that, need to continue to get better on the field when I'm out there. So I think, you know, I still have room for improvement. Again, the ball was on the ground out there, so I got to clean that up. So I think I just got to continue to get better. And, you know, when I'm up, just be ready to go.
James joked after the game and said, man, I didn't know he had that in him. I didn't even know he was that fast either.
Yeah.
Did you surprise yourself?
No, not at all. Not at all. I know what I'm capable of. I know the speed I have. I think I might confuse a lot of people, just me being so tall, and they might not know I have that kind of speed. I think Charles, he said the same thing to me. He didn't know I was that fast, but again, I know what I'm capable of, and it was definitely nice to pull a big one off like that.
Because the running game had so much success with you involved, how important is it for you guys to, you know, get off to the, basically pick up where you guys left off?
I think it's very important. You know, I think the running game goes hand in hand with the passing, so you know, I think we got to continue to go out there and do that each week, regardless of who's in. And we go out there and practice that way. I know MJD and D-Mac, all of us, we go out there and you know, run with those intentions to pull off big games like that.
Have you heard from a ton of people in your past, high school teammates, college coaches, all that kind of 90-yard run, the fifth longest in franchise history, and then, you know, a lot of attention?
Yeah, definitely got a lot of love, man, from friends, family. People I haven't talked to in a long time, but and it's all good. I definitely appreciate the support, and again, I just want to make sure I go back out there and not let that just be one time, or let that be what defines me, and just continue to you know, get back to work when I get back on the field.
A small part of it was kind of like, man, I'm all over this huge day, and all of a sudden,
oh, it definitely killed me. It killed me. I wanted to be back out there. Set me back, but, and you know, and that's just the competitiveness in me, wanting to be on the field regardless. So, but again, you know, when they want me back out there, I'll be back out there.
Did you ever start to get impatient just because this ground game was sort of struggling? You're like, hey, like, put me in, coach, like, give me a shot.
Never impatient. You know, the thing about it, you have to be patient. You know, especially at this level, I'm sure everybody in the locker room, or just not even this team, these guys around the league that want to play that aren't. You know, and again, that's just competitiveness in me, to want to be on the field, to want to play. So I was just waiting out my time, waiting out my chance. And again, always making sure I'm ready, regardless whenever that is that I am ready.
But you know, a lot of people scratching their heads, like, why did it take so long for them to give Murray a shot?
Hey, like I said, as long as I'm ready when my number is called, that's all that matters. So I leave that up to them to wonder why, and just do my thing when I get in.
What did you see on the 90-yard run? Did you see the guys that blocked for you? Did the whole thing and develop in front of your eyes?
Yeah, well, I you know, it was a counterplay, and I seen Rivera had got a nice little block on this guy inside, and I seen that backside cut and just hit it, man, and just took off and didn't look back until I crossed that goal line.
What about the support of your teammates, the guys like D-Mac, MJD, in that running backs room?
I mean, well, a lot of support. Again, like I said, we go out there and we work, you know, every day. We're in the same meeting rooms, and we go out there and individuals, we're all working hard. I know the amount of work that they're putting in, so, and it's none taken from them. So we all go out there and we run and we play with the attitude of putting together a run game, you know, like we had the other night. And I'm going to continue to learn from those guys, continue to take what I can from them to get better so I can get better.
Are they happy for you?
First touchdown designed to go where it went, or did you bounce it out there?
Say that again.
The first touchdown to go where it was designed to go?
No, it was designed. It was a power, so it was designed to go inside, and you know, kind of got a little cloudy in there, but I just bounced it, trusted my feet, and made sure I crossed that goal line if I did take it out there.
Do you think, you know, D-Mac or MJD, are they happy for you? Have they talked to you?
Yeah, without a doubt, they're happy for me. Just like I am when they go out there and make big plays. You know, we're a running back core. We're a group. And, you know, in a sense, we are one. And we know that if we put together, you know, a run game like we can, we definitely can help this team out.